Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Jeffrey from a local 86 Ironworkers in Tukwila is. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yep.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeffrey has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many sides does the home plate have in baseball?
Five.
Correct. What was Toyota's first popular hybrid car called?
Prius.
Yes. What fast food chain gave out a free chicken sandwich this past Saturday?
Chick-fil-A?
No.
McDonald's?
No.
Pass.
The particle in an atom that has a positive charge is what?
Proton.
Correct. Which 2008 comedy had the tagline, put this in your pipe and smoke it?
Pineapple Express.
Yes. What is the largest supermarket chain in the U.S.?
Costco.
No.
Walmart.
Yes. Blueberries are native to which continent?
Pass.
What gas makes soda bubbly?
Carbon. Carbon monoxide.
Carbon what?
Carbon dioxide?
Yes. The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which famous museum?
The Louvre?
Yes. What Roman numeral is represented by 500?
V?
No. Jeffrey, you and your buddy got seven correct.
All right.
It's pretty good, pretty good. I have faith in Jeffrey and all the Ironworkers.
I do, too.
Yeah, and it's about time Steve gets a loss today, okay?
Yeah.
I am sick of him and his
winning ways.
Good guessing. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many sides does the home plate in baseball have?
Five.
You know it. Wow.
Sorry.
What was Toyota's first popular hybrid car called?
A Prius.
Yes. What fast food chain gave out a free chicken sandwich this past Saturday?
Popeyes?
No.
Chick-fil-A?
No.
McDonald's?
No. The particle in an atom that has a positive charge is what?
A proton.
Correct. Which 2008 comedy had the tagline, put this in your pipe and smoke it?
Pineapple Express?
You know it.
Oh, I love that movie.
What is the largest supermarket chain in the U.S.?
Supermarket chain in the U.S.? Target?
No.
Walmart?
Yes. Blueberries are native to which continent?
North America.
Yes. What gas makes soda bubbly?
Carbon dioxide?
Correct. The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which famous museum?
The Louvre.
Yes. What Roman numeral is represented by 500?
C.
No.
What?
What Roman numeral is represented by 500?
V?
No.
M?
No. Come on, y'all. It's all about the D.
Oh.
But it is, Sarah.
It is. But Steve, even with getting that one wrong, you did get 8 correct, which is a win, 8-7.
Boom, Karen.
I know.
Barely. Sorry, Jeffrey.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
500 is D. Y'all will never forget now. And then one you both got incorrect. What fast food chain gave out free chicken sandwiches this past Saturday because it was National Fried Chicken Day?
KFC?
Burger King.
Burger King?
I know.
To be honest, I didn't even realize they had a chicken sandwich.
Also, why didn't you tell us this like on Friday when we could have gone and got one, Sarah?
It's very good because she doesn't eat meat. If she can't eat meat, none of you can eat meat.
That's not an excuse.
Exactly, Steve.
Do they do like a vegan fried chicken? Like a fake one?
Yes. Not at Burger King.
Well, no, but like in the world.
Oh, yeah. They try.
It's called Gardein. There's a brand called Gardein. And they have a chicken patty that's delicious. That's the one I go with. There's some that are just trash, but that one's like thumbs up.
That's the good one.
Yeah.
Just one thumbs up, though.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the real thing, I don't think. But yeah, we try.
The other thumb is poking my own self in the ear because I know that people are getting mad at me even just bringing it up. But there is one, and I do like it.
I won't knock until I try it.
All right.
Live Night is coming back December 13th at Showbox Soda. We got to figure out our outfits, you guys.
We do.
Do we?
Yes.
I'm going broke with all these costumes I got to buy.
We're a month and one day out and we still don't have a costume idea. I'm freaking out, man. Okay. Everything is live at Live Night. The sound effects, the voice actors, the barbershop quartet, even the music performed by the KISW New Originals.
It's going to be a blast. I already have my costume figured out. I'm wearing a Walter Jones number 71 Seahawks jersey in honor of the fact that Big Walt's going to be joining us.
And it's going to be a Blue Friday, of course.
Damn straight.
Okay, I don't hate that idea. Actually, I have a Seahawks Santa hat you could borrow.
Bam.
Wow.
Now you're festive. If you want to be there, you should get your tickets now at KISW.com. There's a well-known rock band that is going out on tour again, and because of that, we have a simple question for you. All we ask is that you are a fan of going to concerts. 206-803-ROCK. Call us up now, and we do promise it is a very simple question, and we will ask it after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, apparently, AC/DC is expected to announce a North American tour for possibly spring and summer 2025. And ticket sales, they say, could potentially be going on sale beginning this Friday, November 15th. I know. So this would be their first U.S. tour since 2016, and that was following the success of their 2024 European Power Up tour.
Was that the one, though, they did with Axl Rose singing? I know they did some shows.
I think 2016 was that.
Okay.
And then they released Power Up, and then COVID happened, and they weren't able to tour behind it until they hit Europe last year, or this past year, I should say, with the return of singer Brian Johnson. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that simple question is this. And we'll start with Justin in Bremerton. Justin, what band do you want to see before they call it quits?
Oh, man, this is good radio because that song, the announcement, it was totally going to be AC/DC. I didn't get to see them when they came through Tacoma for the Black Ice Tour. And, it would be awesome.
I was fortunate enough to be there for that Black Ice Tour. And I think the tour before that as well. I saw them twice on right around that time. And I was so blown away. And I was never like a massive AC/DC fan, but that made me fall in love with that band even more. They're such a powerhouse live.
We've got Delaney in Shelton, and you would like to see who before they call it quits?
Oh, AC/DC for sure.
That's funny. You know what I think it is? Because they're not getting any younger.
They're certainly not.
And they're such an iconic rock band. I feel like that's one of those bands that you need to see. They were that band I kept putting off and putting off when I finally did see them. I remember seeing them. One night was Metallica at the Key Arena in Seattle. And then the next night or the night before was AC/DC at the Tacoma Dome. And my wife and I both looked at each other, I'm like, and I love Metallica. I was like, they do not hold, at least at that time. Lars was not firing on all cylinders. The band didn't seem all that, and they weren't really fully gelling at that show. But man, both of us were just like, AC/DC was a way better live show.
I have a list of bands I haven't seen that I'm embarrassed I haven't seen, and AC/DC is one of them. So that would be mine for sure.
Wait, you haven't seen AC/DC?
No! I know. It's shocking to me as well, Steve.
I'm very surprised about that.
Me too. Anne Marie on Whidbey Island, what band do you want to see before they call it quits? Anne Marie, you there?
Hey. AC/DC, of course.
Good choice. Excellent choice.
Is everybody going with AC/DC?
Well, let's see.
Are there no other bands out there?
Jeff and Renton, what band do you want to see before they call it quits?
Well, I hate to go with the flow, but I'm going to say AC/DC.
You've got to be kidding me.
Seen them twice, but I'd love to see them before they call it quits. That's so
funny. I mean, I would think, like, if they do this tour that they say they're going to be doing, this has got to be near the... I don't know if they're going to call it a farewell tour.
How old is Brian Johnson right now? I know that they have a couple of guys in the band right now. I mean, Angus is still a part of the band. Also, Stevie Young is a part of it, too. But they got bassist Chris Chaney, who played with...
Yes!
I think he played with Jane's Addiction for a half a minute. And he's a really good bassist.
So when I first typed it in, it came up and it was 44 years old. I was like, that's no, not
he's
right.
Younger than me.
That's a different Brian Johnson.
Oh, 77.
Old film star Brian Johnson.
77?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He just turned 77 too, October 5th.
Happy birthday.
We got some texts that are not AC/DC. That might be a first that when we asked a simple question, every answer was exactly the same. Rammstein from Shane and Chehalis. I've never seen them live either, and I hear they're... That is quite a production with pyro and just in pure insanity.
All the fire.
The other person says, we were supposed to see Jane's Addiction. Neither of us have ever seen them live. Thanks, Perry. You suck. Did I sound like an interview with his girlfriend or wife, whoever the she was kind of in the middle of all that. And she's like, no, there's still a chance. Like, they're not talking right now, but you know how bands are.
She's like the eternal optimist.
She's probably just starting looking at like some of the bills and some of the things that they own. And like, we need to get back on the road. We got bills to pay, buddy.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive AC/DC fan and also a massive fan of music in general. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, you will win tickets to see Deftones at Climate Pledge Arena on February 27th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning we have received texts and calls from you, but we've not yet had a chance to get to everyone, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
Look at the text messages. Someone said, did you guys happen to catch Wheel of Fortune when the guy screwed up one of the puzzles? I did not see this, but I just looked online just to see if anything happened. And apparently there was a guy, I think it was in yesterday's episode, and he was trying to solve the puzzle. And the answer was, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Wheel of Fortune from yesterday yet, but it was give yourself a round of applause. So that was the answer. And at the point of when he was going to try and solve it, there was only one letter on the give. It was just the letter E. And it was just a few letters here and there. So the full puzzle wasn't there. And his answer is amazing.
I'd like to buy a U.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
No. I'm sorry, that's not it. Oh.
Mind you, applause, the letter A was already there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like as if it was missing the first letter, and he still went with sausage. And whoever said treat yourself a round of sausage...
Have you never been to Oktoberfest in Leavenworth before, Steve? That's what you're supposed to do. Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
Is that like a slogan?
No.
Over to Katina.
A
would like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it. Although, Will, I kind of like yours better. That sounds better than just clapping right now.
Yeah, at that point, I think whoever is a sausage company, you got to get out there and give this guy like some kind of an endorsement deal.
Then did you see after the show, it was Maggie Sajak was like talking to this contestant afterwards and kind of trolling him a little bit more?
No.
Oh, it was delightful. And he said he said that he was just hoping that her dad was watching from home and that maybe he gave her dad a good laugh. But it was bad. I mean, it was literally spelled out there for him.
Give and treat are not the same amount of lives. Does he have vision problems?
Well, when he was talking to Maggie, he said, the lights are so bright, you're sweating. He basically said, like, he was very nervous.
All of a sudden, he's a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, it on the light.
It's the sun, man. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
You're going to treat yourself to a round of sausage. Somebody said, Migs, I know you're excited about the WWE coming to town, but have you seen the new Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix? I have. I've watched all of it, and it's crazy to watch. But as a wrestling fan, a lot of the stuff that I saw in this was like stuff we already knew. Mm. But when I was talking to like some of my wife's family members who watched this documentary and had no idea what was going on in the world of WWE, Vince McMahon, they're like, this guy's a monster. I'm like, yeah, I guess we just kind of accepted this guy as a monster for so long. We didn't really think about the fact that he's that insane and that these stories are so bonkers. But I believe, Sarah, you said that you just started watching it.
I did. I just watched the first episode last night, and I was fascinated because I didn't realize, because he's in the documentary,
yes,
and I didn't realize that this was kind of shot right before all this other stuff has come out about him.
Yeah, they were filming this documentary about him that he agreed to do because I think Netflix is going to have Monday Night Raw on it. So they were thinking, okay, this would be a great way to kind of promote that, show the big boss man and do a whole docuseries on his story because he has a crazy story. But while all that's going on, he also was in the middle of like these awful, awful allegations of just some sexual abuse, misconduct. Yeah. And that was all coming to light while this was being recorded, and that's when he shut down doing all the interviews after that.
Yeah, and then so they tell you, hey, this was shot before all of that. And then, of course, there's a clip of Vince when they were interviewing him being like, well, I want to tell you guys all the story, but I can't. And you're kind of like, oh, gosh, all the story's going to come out whether you want it to or not, dude.
So how many parts are in this docuseries?
I believe six.
I'm going to put it on my list.
It's a good watch, even if like you don't have to be a wrestling fan. Like this is just a fascinating
story
of a massive egomaniac that thought he could get away with anything, and he did for a long time.
Wow!
But then eventually caught up to him, and now it's like you know it's all out there, and it's just like I can't believe that this guy did some of the things he did. And as the episodes go on, there's so many jaw dropping moments where you're probably going to come in and be like, this guy is the worst person I think I've ever heard about. In you know, mainstream entertainment.
Now I want to get caught up so I can be on the level with Sarah.
Do it.
All right. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd just addressed a very serious issue. Was the Dark Side of the Moon created to sync up with the Wizard of Oz? You're going to hear from David at 9:50. David Gilmour recently responded to the rumor that's been going on for decades that The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd was created to sync up with The Wizard of Oz. On The Tonight Show, he was joking about this theory.
The Pink Floyd album Dark Side of the Moon was written to synchronize with the movie Wizard of Oz.
Well, of course it was.
Okay, there you go. You actually...
No, I never thought it was intentional. I always thought it was a very unintentional, happy accident. But I never thought, like, Pink Floyd's in a studio while The Wizard of Oz is playing. Okay, change notes right here.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's,
we listened to it, Polly and I, years ago.
But there's no planning that out. There's no way.
No. I don't know. I mean, I only heard about it years later.
Have you ever tried
someone
it?
Someone said you...
Oh, that's a great question. I never thought about that. Like, has he ever sat down and watched Wizard of Oz while listening to his own band's music?
Had his own mind blown?
Right, because a lot of bands don't ever want to listen to their records ever again. But here's a situation where you probably should. You got to check it out if everyone's talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you put the needle on. This is vinyl, you know.
Yes.
And on the third roar of the MGM line,
yes,
you put the needle on for the beginning of Dark Side. And there's these strange synchronicities that happen. But
have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Do you think he took any hallucinogenics?
No, he probably just said, I sent him silver. He's older now.
Well, now people have done the donkey work, the chore work, and added
it. It's on the internet.
On YouTube, you can watch bits
of it. Kind of amazing.
And there are these strange coincidences.
That is cool, though, that he actually did test it out. He's right. On YouTube, somebody's already done. But that takes away from the fun of it. Like, Sarah, do you even know how it works?
No.
Sarah doesn't know how vinyl works, I don't think.
Okay, well, that's a whole other... I'll send you a YouTube link on that.
Okay, thanks.
So, like, what you would do is you'd get the Wizard of Oz, and then you would pause it, or you just kind of, like, make sure you start Dark Side of the Moon, the album, when the lion roars for the third time on the MGM intro. You know, like, they have those... before the movie even starts, and then the lion will roar, and on the third roar, that's when you're supposed to start Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And then you watch it that way, and... like Taryn said, typically, at least my buddies and I, we would take some mushrooms and we would sit there and your mind would be blown because certain parts would kind of sync up perfectly with the, and it's all coincidence, but they would sync up perfectly with the album and the movie.
So do you have the movie on mute?
Yes.
Oh, so you're just watching, okay.
It's basically like this weird visuals that go along with Pink Floyd's movie.
I definitely feel like I need to be on something for this because I'm looking at you two like that sounds literally so stupid.
Sarah, great news. I have the album. We can pull up the movie at my house. My vinyl, my record player is in the same room as the TV. Boom. We can make this happen.
I appreciate that you're not going to just go with the YouTube mix as it already is there.
No.
Oh, no. I feel like we got to do it the real deal if we're going to do it.
The way the Lord intended.
I mean, I've never once wanted to really watch The Wizard of Oz again.
It's
so.
The only way I'll watch it now.
Okay.
Dude, I remember in college, we had because we didn't have a copy. We had a copy of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, of course, like a bunch of us did. But none of us had a copy of Wizard of Oz. But this girl down the hall in our dorms, she did. And she was like a big Disney movie freak. Like, I know that Wizard of Oz is not Disney, but it's like she liked a lot of those like just random movies and was just a movie freak. And we would always borrow it from her. And she thought that we were just big Wizard of Oz fans. Until one time, she wanted to come and watch it with us. And I'll never forget, we're tripping our faces off in the dorm. And it was my buddy Tom and a few of the rest of us. And we're just sitting there, just like, mind being blown. Knock, 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 knock. And we're like, who the hell is at our door? We open up and it's her with a bowl of popcorn. And she was so fired up to watch the movie with us. And then so angry at us when she realized that we were watching it for non-pure reasons. Like, she freaked out. She would never loan us the movie again.
Bad boys.
Yeah. Oh, no. We were real troublemakers.
There is one football team that is having a very tough season, and it has gotten so bad, the radio hosts are now goofing on the team while on the phone with their head coach. You're going to find out what happened during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And last night, if you were watching Monday Night Football, you saw the Los Angeles Rams lose. We got to see them lose. We got to see everyone in the NFC West lose because, you know, the Seahawks, I don't know how many games they're going to win. So if we could just kind of like trip and fall into the playoffs, that'd be really nice.
I'll take it.
I don't know. Dolphins beat them 23-15, ending their three-game losing streak. So the Rams are now at 4-5. Granted, they do have a game on us because they beat us, but, you know, hopefully at the end of the year we won't have to worry about that. I don't know if that's the case. But the Seahawks did make some changes during the bye week. They ended up getting rid of their linebacker, Tyrell Dodson. He was with them just for, I mean, this season. And then they said, hey, you know what, we're going to cut you. I think Mike McDonald, the coach, said, we want to make sure that maybe he can find a new team to latch onto and nothing but love for the guy. I thought that was kind of strange, but here we are. You got to make some changes. Obviously, the team has not played to the level that he was hoping. Also, we might be seeing Abe Lucas back on the offensive line. That would be nice.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. And fingers crossed, DK Metcalf will be practicing with them tomorrow, maybe making a return this weekend as well as they take on the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco, and that game is happening on Sunday.
Well, speaking of struggling football teams, the Chicago Bears are now 4-6, and they are facing some pretty heavy criticism as they continue to struggle under their head coach. They had a recent 19-3 loss to the New England Patriots, and then to add insult to injury, the coach was mocked by local radio hosts after they had some phone issues.
We got to pull those experiences.
Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
All right, we'll put him on hold and see if we can reestablish.
I mean, come on.
Ouch. Ouch.
That'd be great if he's like, I'm still here and I'm outside your door right now, buddy. What a douchey comment. I know that they're not doing well, but man.
Yeah. Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
Ouch.
Be his friend. Be friends.
Well, thankfully, the Kraken, their cell phones seem to be working because their offense definitely improved against the Vegas Golden Knights. They ended up winning that game in overtime. Haven't played all weekend, but now they're back at it, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets at home, Climate Pledge Arena. So hopefully, fingers crossed that the Kraken's, well, I mean, say winning ways. They won one game. But, you know, I'll take it. Daniel Sprong's back with the team, so that was pretty good news. That was pretty awesome to see. And we'll see how things go tonight. Now, Sounders, they're in the playoffs, and it seems like they're waiting even longer to play their games because they do not have another playoff game until November 23rd. That's crazy. They haven't played in over a week as it is, and now we got to wait, or about a week, I think.
All rested up.
Taking on the Los Angeles Football Club in the Western Conference Finals, and Danny did mention earlier that it's a good thing because they had some injuries, so a little rest will go a long way.
Absolutely. Oregon retained the number one spot in the AP Top 25 poll for a fourth consecutive week, now a unanimous top choice after improving to 10-0. Ohio State moved up to number two, Texas to number three, and Penn State entered the top five at number four after defeating the Huskies. That. I didn't hate it. Washington State, we climbed to number 19 and moving up in both the AP and the coaches' polls after defeating Utah State 49-28. And our record is now 8-1. Go
what
Cougs.
A crazy season for the Cougs.
I'll take it.
Hey, as far as weather, 53 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.